This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Richard Grasso is a classic American success story, an ambitious working-class boy from Queens who started as a clerk and rose to become chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. These days, Grasso is under intense scrutiny. The problem is his pay package. The New York Stock Exchange revealed last month that it had agreed to pay its chairman $140 million in deferred compensation and benefits, a figure that's raising eyebrows on Wall Street, in Washington, and around the country. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now to talk about the growing controversy. Jim, there have been a lot of very highly paid corporate executives. Why is this money being paid to Richard Grasso causing such an uproar?
Well, the problem is Grasso is not, strictly speaking, just a corporate executive. He's got a kind of dual role. He also heads an agency that's supposed to regulate corporations, and people in regulatory positions don't tend to make that much money. The head of the SEC, for instance, makes $142,000 a year. The other problem is that Grasso wasn't getting stock options, which is what a lot of executives do when they get these big pay packages. It was cash. Now, we're talking about an organization that made, I think, about $28 million in profit last year. So $140 million is a lot of money. And the exchange said this week that Grasso was actually supposed to receive even more money. He was scheduled to get another $48 million, which he has now decided not to take in light of the controversy.
Grasso took over as chairman for the first full year in 1996. How did it happen that his compensation got so high so quickly?
We don't exactly know. A lot of it was deferred compensation. In other words, Grasso was opting to delay getting part of his salary and benefits over the years. That's a very common thing to do as a way of cutting your tax bill. The problem here is that the stock exchange agreed to hold on to the money and then pay him a guaranteed interest rate of 8% on it, which caused it to rise very quickly. Whether that was the only reason why the pay got so high, we don't really know yet, but it was certainly a factor.
The New York Stock Exchange has a board of directors. Jim, did anybody raise concerns about how much money Richard Grasso was making?
Well, the board justifies this by saying, you know, Grasso has been a great chairman. He helped automate the exchange. He got the exchange up and running again after September 11th. He presided over the exchange at a time when its listed companies, which is a big source of its revenue, greatly increased. Some people would say, of course, that that's was more because of the economy and the bull market than anything Grasso did. But he is well thought of by the board. A lot of critics, I think, would say there's a very big cronyism issue here. Until June, at least, Grasso had a very big hand in picking the people who sat on board subcommittees, which means he helped select the people who decided his salary. This is the kind of thing, you know, regulators have big problems with when it happens at publicly traded companies. So a lot of people are saying, well, how can the stock exchange get away with this?
At this point, Richard Grasso is shooting down suggestions that he might step down as chairman. Where do you think the controversy is likely to go at this point?
The problem is the Securities and Exchange Commission is now investigating this. Coincidentally, the SEC is headed by Grasso's predecessor, William Donaldson, who never made more than $2 million a year at the exchange. This week, the stock exchange released 1,200 pages of documents that had been related to the SEC. The problem is they gave reporters very limited access to them, which has sort of just made the whole issue a lot bigger. And you're getting lots of little revelations now. For instance, Grasso has said all along he didn't play any role in deciding what his compensation was. That was up to the subcommittee. The New York Times reported today that he, in fact, did present some general guidelines to the committee. So this is all going to stay in the news for a while. As you say, there have been some scattered calls for him to resign, although at this point those calls are pretty faint.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.